Drop the place for me, it's a place for the machine.
With your permission. Perek Chet, Sefer Shoftim, with your permission. Perek Chet, sentence 22, with your permission. Perek Chet, Pasuk Chavet, when the middle of the story of Gidon, Gidon, one of the judges, that saved them Israel from Midian and Amalek. Perek Chet, Pasuk Chavet, the Sefer Shoftim. And this is after he's coming back, that Gidon is coming back after he destroyed the army of Midian as well as the kings of Midian. And after he came back and he killed them, so sentence 22 it says, "Vayomru ish Yisrael el Gidon, meshol banu gam ata, gam mincha, gam b'mincha, ki yosharem yad Midian." I don't know, I'm not so sure, but I think that one of the very seldom statements in the Tanakh, the time Israel came to someone, maybe one more time, I don't remember, that Am Israel was so happy with him, it told Gidon, we want you to rule, you and your son and your grandson and everything forever. It means we're so happy with you that we're ready to give you the kingdom for the rest of the generation. Something that we almost never find in the Tanakh, that he is not the first one or the last one that saved Am Israel from the enemies. Still Am Israel came, it says, Vayimru Yish Israel Gidon, Yish Israel, what Israel means. They told Gidon, please rule us. And this is just because he saved them from Midian. That's a very big thing. I mean, the Midian was the big enemy, and the way the Navi describes it, Midian gave Am Israel a hard time, and Gidon saved us. It's not the first time. There were also, if you remember, Otniel ben Knaz, and then we're going to find more Shoftim later. But Am Israel should come and should say such a kind of statement that they want him to rule, and also already they give this kingdom to his children. The question is, why his children? They said, see, if the children are good, okay, fine, but to tell somebody, we want you to rule forever, forever. He is good, Gidon is good, he saved them from Midian, it's okay. But to tell a statement like this, that he and his son and grandson means forever, your family should rule us. Here is Yad Midian. But I'm Gidon, No, not me, not my son. Hashem Yimshol Bachem. No, what he's trying to say, I mean, of course Hashem Yimshol Bachem, that's not what they meant. I mean, they meant, of course, that Gidon should rule. And Gidon said, not me, not my son. Of course, we met, of course, Hashem. Again, we know that this book was written by Shmuel HaNavi, and there's reason that why he writes this kind of discussion. That they came and asked him, he should be the king, and he said, I don't want to be the king, neither my son. And Gidon, please, I want to ask you a question. It says, I want each one should give me a little earring. It is Mezahav Lahem Ki Yishma'alim Hem. Each one took from the looting. And then Midian comes from Ishmael. He said he wants each one should give a little bit of earrings. He says, okay, we agree. After they asked him to be the king, he said, okay, I have a request for you. Please, each one should give me some earrings. And he said, okay, we'll give you the earrings. So they took the earrings and they took a piece of garment. And everyone threw whatever he took from the looting earrings. And the weight, the earrings, 1,700, the certain amount of gold. Besides with other things, what they took, the looting from the camels and the tifot, besides what they took from the king, the garments, so each one also had some earrings, and they put the earrings in the garment. ודאי מן הקודש של צהר גמרא. ואז אותו גדעון לאפות, then גדעון went, and he made like a garment. I don't know exactly what it is, what did he do. Either he made like an apron, or he made just like a vest. And he took all the earrings, melted them, but it still got to be robe of Ra. He hung it and he put it in the city of Ra, but it's not going to tell Ahab, Shama, Yer, Gidon, Vedon, Mokesh. So then Amisal said, oh, this is my our new Avodah Zarah. He used to come over there, and he used to bow down to it. Since he made it, and this was like a monument or something to remember that he won the war against Midian, and he made this kind of a garment with the earrings they gave him, then Am Yisrael went and they came over there to his city in Ophrah, and they bowed down to it. So the Gemara says that it was a bad thing that happened with Gidon at the end of his life, instead to become very good. It's the end of his life. After he died, the Gemara said, they all came over there and they used to serve and service this garment as Avodah Zarah. This became like a mine to Gidon. And after Gidon won the war, the Navi says that Midian, you are chapter 9. Were able to pick up the head, but this is chapter 9, sentence 29, Sefer and going back, this guy Yerubal is a nickname for Gidon, because he fought the Baal that was Avodah Zarah, and he was dwelling in his house. ולגידון היו 70 בנים יותר, הוא יהיה 70 בויז. כי נשים רבות היו לו, he had a lot of ladies, a lot of wives. ופילגשו אשר בישכם, besides his wife, he also had a wife, without כתובה, that's called פילגש. married a girl in שכם. נזל לו גם היא בן, וישם את שמו אבימלך. then he called his son אבימלך, the word the king. ויאמר גידון בן יואש בשיבה טובה, he died very old, ויקבל בקבי יד שביב ובחר ויעזר. so he died in Mosberry. ראי כאשר מת גדעון, וגדעון דאי, וישוב בני ישראל ויזמן אחרי הבעלים, ועם ישראל went back and started to worship את עבודת זרה, ויצאו מנהם בעל ברית לאלוהים. He said that הקדוש ברוך הוא so called the partner, ולא זכו מישראל את השם אלוקיהם, המציל אותם מיעקב ומתנדנית, didn't remember הקדוש ברוך הוא that saved them from all the enemies. It's just sentences that really looks like it's just not important sentence. Of course, Amisa did not remember. ועשו חסד עם בית ירובעל גדעון ככל דבר שרצה עם ישראל. They also did not do kindness with the house of גדעון. Here comes the story. Chapter 9, sentence 1. מלך אבימלך בן ירובעל שכם הילכי אמו וידבר עליהם את כל משפחה בית אבי אמו לאמור. Abimelech again was the son of Gidon. Yerubal and Gidon is the same person. And he went to Shechem. Went to the brother of his mother. And he spoke to them. He says, please talk in the ears of all the people in Shechem. How good is it going to be? Is it good that 70 people are going to rule you? Called Yerubal, because Gidon had 70 boys. And he assumed that now all those 70 boys will rule. Is it good for you that 70 people will rule you? Or maybe it's better, only one person is going to rule you. You should remember, I am one of your family. And I think that I'm the candidate, I'm the president, I should be the president. I don't think it's good to leave this kingdom, or this ruling empty, because 70 people are going to fight and each one is going to rule. Let me rule. וידברו אחים עליו באוזני גובה השכם את כל הדברים האלה, his uncles went and they spoke to the people in שכם, whatever אבימלך said, that he was the son of גדעון, ולראיתם במחיה אבימלך כמו אחינו. Everybody said, okay, we want to go after אבימלך, let him be the king. ויתנו לו 70 כסף מבית בעל ברית, לגייר עם סמני, ולזכור בהם במלך אנשים הקימו פחדים על כוח רב, ומלך, by the way, hired people like people without any
scruples,
right?
And this money is also from Beit
Bar Brit,
right?
Bar Brit, yeah. So he hired some people to run in front of him to help him out. So then Navi tells this story. This guy comes to his father's house, Gidon's house, he went and killed 70 people in 1 minute on one stone. So he already killed 90. One person was able to escape. His name was Yotam Yerubal HaKatun Kinechba. So the first thing what he did is he became a king. It's not only he wanted to become the king, he wanted to get rid of his brothers, and he went to his... ויעשו כל בעלי שכם וכל בית מילו, וילכו וימליכו את המלך למלך. אם לא נוצב אשר בשכם. Then all the people in Shechem went and they told this guy that they want him to be the king and they wanted to make him the king. And Gidol Yotam, they told Yotam, Yotam was hiding, and somebody came over to him and told him, listen, your brother, not from the same mother, but your brother has already called himself a king and he is in Shechem. וילך ויעמוד בראש הר גרזים, מבין תוהר גרזים, ויצא קולו ויקרא, he raised his voice, and he called, ויאמר להם, שימו אלי בעלי שכם, וישמע אליכם אלוקים. Listen to me, הלוך הלכו העצים למשוך עליהם מלך, the trees is telling him like a story, the trees decided to go and to appoint a king. ויאמרו לזית, מולך עלינו. He went to the olive tree, they asked him, can you be our king? ויאמר לזית, יחדלתי לשני. Chedalti edishni. He says, I cannot do. I don't have whatever I can give as far as an olive tree. Hashabi chavdu with me, he used to respect Elohim v'anashim. I said, I am not in the same power. The trees went to the fig tree. Mechiat mechialeinu, please. Maybe you want to be the king, whatever. The fig tree answered, I don't have this sweet taste. But nobody has to be whatever I can produce. I just went and I went around the trees. The trees went and they tore the vineyard. Please, you want to rule us. I don't have such good wine that I can produce anymore. I'm a machine that makes people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. That's what I know what I see. And I went to just to walk around the trees. Then the trees went to a tree that has only thorns. It says, nobody wants to rule. The olive doesn't want, the fig doesn't want, the vineyard doesn't want. So the trees went into the forest to a thorn tree. It says, would you like to rule us? Of course, this is an example, this is just a hint that this guy Abimelech is like a thorn tree, he's nobody. Remember, I told you, I see him, this tree, the thorn tree, to all the trees, if you want really to rule us, to appoint me as a king to rule you, go has to be silly. Come, be next to me, be mine. And if you don't stand next to me, the fire should come from this tree, from the thorn tree, but Tocharet HaSef Nami should burn all the trees. This was an example, and now he's telling them, Yotam, this is the one of the children of Gidon, he's telling the people in Shechem his speech. He says, V'ata, and now in the Metz HaSef Nami, if you really mean it, you really did such a good thing, you appoint this guy as a king, to us telling you, Yerubayim, return to the law. He says, that's the reward. You said you're going to give Gidon his kingdom to his children, his grandchildren, and you think this is the right choice, that you chose this guy of Melech. He says, where is the respect and the kindness and what you owe to Gidon, to my father and his family, by appointing this murderer, this bad boy that really was not supposed to be a king, and he was born from a lady, did not have ketubah with Gidor. I said, now I'm going to say, Moshe Nilchama, be Hashem, my father fought for you, but Yashtech et Hashem Minegid, he put his life in the front, and Yashtech et Hashem Yadidyan, he said to you, Midyan, Matem Kamtem Levet Aviyayo, you, the people of Shem, you are in that city, that this guy is going to be the king, and you must be his partner, because he got up, but Targu et Banab, Shivi Mishalat Nachat, he killed 70 people in one stone, not only that, after he killed them, but Amlichu et Avimet 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 I said, that lady was not a real wife of my father. And then this murderer, you appointed him to be the king. Yahishemu, he is your nephew, he is your brother. He says, this is the thank you, or this is the respect that you have for Gidon, that you appointed the murderer, the one murder all the children of Gidon. That's really what you meant when you did it, such a thing with Gidon, again, it's Yerubal and Gidon. If this is what you think, be happy with him. Let him be happy. You appointed a murderer to be the king. Good for you. Be happy. Vimain, he says, this is the end of that story that he told them before. If you're not happy with him, and if it's not the right thing to do, to say, Yeshma Abimelech, the fire should come from Abimelech, this fire is going to burn him. And you as well, but let me know, also fire should come from you, or should heal him. And after he gave that speech, he went to Meera, he went to Meera, he went to Meera, but that's the story. Rashi continues. That's the first time, really, that in Am Yisrael they had such a war among the Jewish people about kingdom. That's the first time. Let's continue. And the second time, Gash really was destroyed at the end because of those kind of fights that Am Yisrael had among them between the kings who want to rule. It's Aristobulus, Hortinus. That's the first time that somebody is fighting and he wants to be the king and he's killing his brothers and this guy left. Of course, this guy Gidon was from Shevet Menashe. Shevet Menashe. Remember, Rashi says that Shevet Menashe was split. Part of Shevet Menashe took territory in the east side of the Jordan River, part on the west side of the Jordan River. Rashi says the reason was because, of course, we do know that Shem kidnapped Dinah and married Dinah without Ketubah. And from that marriage, Osnat was born. The daughter of Dinah, her name was Osnat, and eventually she got married to Yosef. David says from that marriage, that was Menashe and then Ephraim. And then Menashe, Cesare, part of Menashe was, if we may say, filthy part from the filth of Shem ben Hamor. That Shem ben Hamor kidnapped Dinah, and from that kidnapping, Dinah was pregnant and she had a baby Osnat, and that Osnat got married to Yosef, and Yosef had two children. Cesare, that the first child, Menashe, that was born to Yosef HaTzadik, partially of this guy, was not so good. Because he had the dirt of this guy Shem ben Hamor. Again, Shem ben Hamor was from the city of Shem. Therefore, Rashi says that when Reuven and Gad came to Moshe Rabbeinu, told Moshe Rabbeinu that they didn't want to stay on the east side of the Jordan River, Moshe Rabbeinu called up part of Shevet Menashe, says, you stay as well outside there. Don't go to Israel, you have no right to come to Israel, because you are the people really that you don't belong in Israel. You don't belong there. The reason is because part of Shevet Menashe, like half of Shevet Menashe, Cesari, the Neshama was dirty from the old grandfather, that the old grandfather is really Shem ben Hamor. Again, Shem ben Hamor married Dinah, the Torah says without Ketubah, the Torah emphasizes it. Habu alai moar umatan, the Torah emphasizes when Shechem and Hamor met the children of Yaakov, and Yaakov, he said, I want to keep this girl to be my wife. And he said, you know what, let me write a ketubah now. Because the main thing what happened was that he married her without ketubah. So if you marry without ketubah, if you remember, Ari said that part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not there, and therefore the child is missing some part in his neshama. Of course, also we do remember, says Ari, that Yosef had a dream. And then he came to his brothers, and he said, I had a dream that we were in the field, and we making stalks of wheat. And then the stars, the sun, and the moon, and the brothers answered him a sentence, Hamaloch timloch aleinu imashol timshol banu. Are you going to be the king? Are you trying to say? You're going to rule us? But Yosef was not, so they hated him with a passion. That's the story about Yosef today. So again, the explanation meant that the brothers thought that Yosef wants to rule them. Of course, Yosef never had this idea in his head, but he didn't even let him finish his stories, and they just ignored him and hated him. But again, this was, again, because Yosef went to his father and told his father that the brothers do certain things, and also the brothers hated him because of a garment. So Yaakov made a special garment for Yosef. And because they saw the garment, they hated him even more. But it was some kind of a lashon hara, some kind of jealousy, and they think he wants to rule them. And this really caused us to go down to Mitzrayim, that hatred between Yosef and his brothers. Of course, Gideon, the Rabbi says, he was a very, very humble person and a very holy man. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just going to show you, says Ari, what really is in the genes of this guy, Gideon, that if he doesn't behave 100%, that something bad is going to happen, and if he behaves 100%, then how good it is. And this is a matter of sense, that the Gideon was something comparable like Moshe Rabbeinu, was a very great person, was as humble, if we may say, somebody like Moshe Rabbeinu. And after he wins the war, that's when he says, that Am Yisrael came to him and says, Kol Ish Yisrael, he says, all of Israel, he says, Ish Yisrael means all the Shvatim came. And they say, we want you to rule us, your child and your grandchild. Something they said to Yosef, we don't want you to rule us. That's the same statement when Am Yisrael said to Yosef, we don't want you to rule. Now they came to Gideon and say, we want you to rule, but not only you, also your children, your grandchildren forever. He says, they understood now that Yosef's dream was not that they want to rule, that he wanted to rule. It means that he has a certain power, that he can do something. And then immediately Gideon tells them, I'm not ruling, not my son. Neither my son, Hashem is ruling you. He says, that's what it means, that when Yosef told them the dream in the field, he says, Yosef did not mean that he is going to rule them. He's just going to be the leader, the way Gideon was the leader, he was his grandson. And Yosef didn't mean he wants to rule them. And Yosef never understood it. Until this moment that he saw Gideon was able to save them, they were so happy with him. He says, now we understand the dream that your great-grandfather had. Yosef, we understand it, now it doesn't mean that you want to rule us, you just want to help us. He says, if that's the case, we want you to rule, and your children as well. And then he said, it's true. I said, but Gideon at that moment also wanted Tzadari to do something else much greater than that. It's called Tikkun Chet HaEgel. Remember the Egel was done, the golden cap was done with the earrings. That Aaron HaKohen said each one should give me earrings, and then they took the earrings, they put the earrings into the fire, the golden cap came out. And this was the first of the Zohar. How did the golden cap came out? So somebody threw a plaque, and on the plaque was written, Alei Yosef, Alei Yosef. And it says, on the plaque was written, come out bull, come out bull. So Alei Shor, Alei Shor, Alei Yosef, Alei Yosef. It says, this really made the golden calf to be Avodah Zarah, because that plaque that two magicians threw into the fire, that plaque was used by Moshe Rabbeinu to get out the coffin of Yosef. Rebbe Yosef was involved in, if we may say, indirectly with the bull. That's a clear explanation how. Immediately when Gidon hears that story, the Tam Israel said, you should rule us, Gidon said, you know what, why don't you give me your earrings? Get me all the earrings from the looting. The same earrings that Tam Israel had from the looting of Mitzrayim, and they gave Aaron those earrings, from that earring came the golden calf. The Zari Gidon tells them, can you give me the earrings? Aaron says, what are you trying to do now? He says, I'm going to try to do something. I'm going to try. He's going to take this earring and he's going to make it into a garment. Either a belt, the Gemara says, or either like a apron. And says, you give me the earrings and this apron, this belt is going to remind us about the miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for us. He says, the last time what you did with the earrings that you took from the Egyptian people, you made Avodah Zarah. Excuse me. You made Avodah Zarah. He says, now with the earrings that you're going to do, we're going to make a monument. And that monument will be a sign that you come and you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everyone, again, like it was in the time of the Moshe Rabbeinu with the golden calf, the same idea was now, let's all give them the earrings right away, and that's why I'm going to tell you the weight of those earrings, that Am Yisrael was very generous giving him the earrings. And this was a kapara, says Dari, on the area that Gidon was, the Gemara says, like Moshe Bedoro, is like Moshe Rabbeinu, that he understood that now, this is constantly what's going on, the whole book of Shoftim we're going to learn, but then we learn in the past, and we're going to continue, Am Yisrael constantly did Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah. All this Avodah Zarah started from the first Avodah Zarah that is in the golden calf. And Gidon felt that now that Am Yisrael already starting to realize the power of Yosef, it's the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Yosef meant, that he wants to rule. He says, let me tell you something, I want to do something else, give me your earrings, and let me take the earrings and we'll do something. And I'll do this kind of a thing, and you understand, this is a miracle from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything, he saved you from Midian, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved you from Mitzrayim. He did the golden calf, he said, this is the one that saved you from Mitzrayim. He says, no, it's not this one. Hashem saved you. So Gidon is emphasizing, he says, I'm nothing. I did not win the war. Hashem did everything. And here it is, we're going to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Navi says, that's what the Navi did. He says, they gave it, and as long as Gidon was alive, it was very nice. The Navi says, immediately when Gidon died, and Am Yisrael starts again to bow down to that garment, to that apron. This is something, it's not very similar to the golden calf. As long as Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, everybody said, Moshe took me out of Mitzrayim. And says, Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Shamaim and he came back, they had the golden calf. He says, Gidon, the same thing. And as long as Gidon was alive, the garment served the right, and everybody said, this is just a monument to prove that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracle, we won the war against Midian. The minute Gidon died, says Navi, everybody went, and they all bowed down as Avodah Zarah to this apron, to this part. Says Dari, here you come and see that this guy Gidon has had a lot of wives, you don't know how many, the Gemara doesn't say, but he has 17 boys. Besides that, he married a lady without ketubah. This is something like his great-grandfather. His great-grandfather, Shem, married Dinah without ketubah, and therefore, Osnat was born from that kind of marriage, and that caused that part of Shevet Menashe weren't able to go to Israel. And Gidon made the same mistake. He married a girl without ketubah, no chatuna, no rabbi. He says he went to Shem, he married a girl. He said his son of Abimelech. He says that son of Abimelech, says Dari, he is something comparable to Mr. Shrem. Look what he's going to do. He's a murderer. He's your great-grandfather was Shrem. I mean, he kidnapped Dinah. He did bad things to her. I said, this guy's going to do the same thing. I said, he's going to do exactly the same thing. He wants to be the king, like his great-grandfather was the king of Shrem. Therefore, the Navi tells you, he goes to Shrem, and he speaks to his uncles over there. He says, I want to rule. I said, what gave you this idea you want to rule? What kind of a statement is this? You have 70 brothers, he says he's not interested in anything. He wants to rule like his great-grandfather. His great-grandfather was Shem and Chamor. He's doing the same thing. He wants to rule. He's going to go and he's going to kill all his brothers on one stone. A real murderer. says Navi, that this happened, that story really did happen, because this guy is going to do something similar to his great grandfather. This was again something that his grandfather did. He married, you know, without Ektuba, and he was born from such a marriage that his father married without Ektuba. Therefore, the Gemara says this was a mistake. The Gemara described it as a big mistake by Gidon, even though he was very humble, he was very, very brave, and he was a big tzaddik. In that part, says the Gemara, he was wrong, marrying too many wives, as well marrying a wife without Ketuba. That caused that all the family of Gidon is going to be disappear from the history, and we're going to learn that this is going to fight with each other, and he's going to start killing. It says all this really started because this guy Gidon married a girl without Ketubah, and all this really started before with the kidnapping of Dina by Shem and Chamor. So that means that this is really the purpose of this story. It's not a story that you should know what's going on was Midian, and Gidon was fighting and he's winning. It says to tell you how a small mistake can Chas v'Shalom put not only him in a bad light, that at the end the Gemara said that Gidon was forgotten. I mean, Ariel says it from the history. It says with all the statements, Tam Yisrael said, we want you to rule, and then your children. He said it was erased from the history, Mr. Gidon. Even though in the beginning that the Navi praises him, the Gemara praises him. It says that mistake, that's the purpose of the story. You married a lady without Ketubah, look what's going to happen. Says that son is going to destroy, and he's going to destroy part of Israel. It's going to be a war among Israel. This is because, again, this was in the genes of the great-grandfather. That's the reason, again, that this is really why Moshe Rabbeinu called up Patashet Menashe. He told him, you go rule this side of the Jordan River. Don't come to Israel, because who knows what you're going to do in Israel, because you're from that part of Shem and Chamor. This Gidon was from the good part of Shevet Menashe, from the good side of Shevet Menashe. Nevertheless, just because his great-grandfather was Shem El Chamor, therefore he was not able to control himself in a way, and he went to Shem and he got married without Ketubah, something like his great-grandfather. The Gemara says, David HaMelech, the Gemara says, David HaMelech hired people to his army. So constantly when he was hiring people and drafted people, he only looked at the great-grandparents. He says, I want to know who is your grandfather. He says, without the grandparents, David HaMelech did not draft anybody to his army. He says, what made you be so specific about the soldiers? He says, so you have a soldier, it doesn't matter if it's a soldier. He says, from Gidon he learned it. He says, here comes Gidon, that he was, if we can say, one of the seldom chiefs that we ever had, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made such a miracle with him, and nevertheless, nothing was left from him, and the whole thing was because of his great-grandfather, his name is Shem El Chamor. Of course, Mashiach, when you said, is going to come from this kind of a marriage kidnapping, but you see it in the Navi tells us that Gidon ends with a tragedy. He says, not only that, he says, everybody worshipped Avodah Zarah. If you remember, Ari says, if you remember also, it says in the Torah in Parashat Vayishlach that after they killed Shem ben Chamor, Am Yisrael looted Shem. And they looted Shem, they took gold and all kinds of things from Shem. And on the way to Eretz Israel, Yaakov Avinu told them, go and I want you to give me all the Avodah Zarah that you had. So the Torah that Am Yisrael gave the Avodah Zarah to Yaakov Avinu, and he buried it under the Elah Asher B'Shem. It says, in Shem, Yaakov Avinu, he was passing by to go to his father's house, and he asked the children from Israel, he says, you took some looting from Shem, when you killed the city of Shem, 24,000 people, give me all the things, all the earrings that you have. So this was, again, the Dari, why Gidon asked for Israel, give me the earrings, and he made this kind of a sort of apron. So it says this is something similar to what they took from the looting from Shem. But Yaakov Avinu says, Dari, that's what the Torah tells you, that's the story, that Yaakov Avinu told them, Israel, give me the earrings, because all the earrings, the Midrash says, had Avodah Zorah, Avodah Zorah, and even though Am Israel, the children of Yaakov did not serve Avodah Zorah, but you know, Yaakov had Avodah Zorah in their possession. And Yaakov Avinu told them, give me that, let me bury it, and they bury it next to Shechem. He says, here it is, comes back, that Gidon made a garment or a belt with all those earrings, and he didn't hang it in Shechem, but the concept was the same concept of Avodah Zarah of Shechem. It says that Avodah Zarah of Shechem started with Shechem El Hamad, and this is Gidon's great-grandfather, and then Israel took the earrings from Shechem El Hamad, and Yaakov Avinu took it away from them, and he told them, go bury it under the tree because they have Avodah Zarah, contain Avodah Zarah. It says, now look again, it says Gidon made an apron or a belt with those earrings. As long as he was alive, nobody served it, and nobody kissed it. It says, the Gemara says, and Navi says, after Gidon died, they served it as Avodah Zarah. It says, that thing was something similar to what Am Yisrael did when they looted Shechem, the city of Shechem, and Shechem El Hamor. So really, this is what the Navi wants to teach you, how clean you have to be in order to be success in a war, in order to be success with winning a war. And that's what David HaMelech says, Dari was choosing his soldiers only when he wanted each one to bring his family tree. He says, you cannot be a soldier, I'm afraid of you. I'm afraid of you to be my soldier because I saw, says Dari, what happened to Gidon in his family, even though he was in very high state of Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end the whole thing collapsed. And Rabbi is going to tell you that Am Yisrael went to Avodah Zarah again. So the whole story of Gidon was forgotten and the whole thing was just in vain because the whole thing came back. And that's because Gidon did not learn, says Dari, what he's not supposed to do, something like his great grandpa.